something like that, some decent quality, you shouldn't have any problems. What we're currently using, we got some fancy hole saw thing that's got like carbide tips on it, and that lasts much better than the sort of hardware store variety, which is light years ahead of the Harbor Freight variant. But yeah, you're just the hole saw is the way to do it. Short of that, I mean, you could potentially use a cutoff wheel. It'd be a bit crude hole. Of course, nobody's going to see it again, but you just cut a square hole, run things through. But yeah, that's how we do it.
Yeah, and that's how I did out of my 60. And then I took some like tubing, a rubber tubing, and I just slit one side and I like pushed it in there. It was like a like some kind of grommet for the pipe going through there. Makes me feel sleep better at night knowing it's in. I don't know if it's any good, but and then I put on those, what do you call those rubber fittings? Those, we call them Fernco, or what do you call them?
We call it a Fernco, but I think that's really a trade name. There's a lot of different variations of those things, but basically what it is a rubber union. I think Fernco stuff was developed to connect like cast iron plumbing to plastic and mismatched materials. But it works really well for inch and a half PVC to make a union, a flexible union in effect.
Yeah, that's what I did on the lines coming out of mine. Just as the trailers wonking down the road, as we know, they're not all that stable. They kind of, they're stable towing, but they twist and flex. So I just thought, yeah, I'll put that in there. That might be better. Yeah, I haven't noticed any leaks in 10, 12 years.
Yeah, I mean, we especially on the trailers where we're putting tandem gray tanks in, and you have to link them together. Well, you really have to put a Fernco fitting in there because otherwise, you'd never get the thing apart. But it would probably be a nightmare to actually assemble it because if you got two glued fittings at either end of a pipe, you got to get the pipe in there to glue it, and the tanks are really sort of solidified in the. Between the cross members, and especially we put rigid foam and stuff around it to keep them from jockeying. So the Fernco is a really, but again, that's a trade name. You walk through Lowe's or Home Depot or whatever, they have bins full of them.
Yeah. All right. Yep. Get in at the hole saw. Get going. It's not a fun place to be if you're crawling underneath it like I did, but
Yeah.
Get there.
And watch for all the stuff falling on you because it's hot, freaking razor sharp steel shards.
Gloves, eye protection, face mask. Basically everything you have to do to go to the grocery store.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. Anyway, thanks for calling that in. This next one is from Candace. We recently bought a 1969 Overlander land yacht in all original condition. Since buying it, I've completely and methodically gutted and labeled each part to get to some subfloor issues in the rear bath. Oh, we've all been there. We are planning to put the whole trailer back together as it will together as it will some improvement, a new mechanical systems, water, electrical, etc., as well as new walnut veneers on the sun-damaged old wood panels throughout the trailer. We do have a few minor changes that we plan to make, such as making one of the twin beds slide out into a double and enlarging the kitchen counter a little bit. All in all, the trailer's in great condition. However, some of the vinyl siding has some stains around the windows and near where the window coverings once were. I have tried everything imaginable to try and remove these spots, and nothing has done the trick. So I'm left with two options: paint or not to paint. I understand this is a personal decision, but wanted to ask if we end up painting the vinyl siding.